Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scarlet Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
Okay, there's two. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and Dan, and anybody else there on the net. Temperature here is 35 degrees after a temperature range today of 28 to 36, pardon me. And a nice day all around, lots of snow melting and all, which I'm glad we still got about a foot and a half or so on the ground yet here. Be glad when that's considerably down. And then after the mud is gone, we're going to start cutting wood again. So we'll take our bless, 73's all around, N2PFM clear.
Well, I'll take the mud over what we got now anyway, for sure. All right, thanks, George. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hi, good evening, Jeff, George, and the else may be listening. Yeah. Thanks, what's going on here?
Okay, Dan, we had a lot of interference there on your transmission. Barely readable. I don't know if you've changed something over there at your station. Something's changed over there. It's not just that you still have that little hum that you had there a while back that you fixed, but that's very far in the background. There's something else. It's like your audio is not getting all the way through the mic or something, and then there's some bacon frying. So, well, good luck nailing that down, and it's always a project, especially this time of year, because you're not free to climb about the antennas to a mast or anything like that, or get up on roofs or anything, because everything's sliding off right now. So, all right. Thanks, Dan. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU.
All right, there's two more. We'll start with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, N5AOW, good evening, Ray, also, glad to hear you in there. Not much going on here, did the same, I did a repeater yesterday, working on snow on the edge of the roof and ice and what have you, and then brought the car up and washed that, cleaned that, in the process about, oh, I don't know, 3.5-4 feet of snow, and it was on one edge of the roof. Come crashing down, scared living blazes out of me. But anyway, got past that. I just cleaned everything up with the snowblower and got to go back into it again. But I'll tell you what, with the warm weather, it's getting kind of heavy. Snowblower isn't whacking it away as quick as it was the other way. When it was cold and it was dry, it was fluffy. Now it's getting a little bit mealy and heavy, kind of hard to do. So I would imagine we'll get to the point we'll have to basically get down to it and shovel. So with that, I'll return it back to you. You have a good evening. 73 to everyone. And 5AOW.
Alright. Yeah, it's, on our roof here, it's like partially slid off on the main living room area anyway. I would say it's overhanging the edge of the roof by maybe a foot to a foot and a half. And so every time I go out there, it's overhanging just a little more. I'm waiting for it to just finally give free and all come sliding off the roof. And when it does, yeah, it's the same thing here. The whole house rumbles and, boy, you think there's an earthquake or something. One part of the house, it did come down, and that's a real steep section. This section, the pitch isn't as high, so we got to wait. But it's dripping like crazy out there, and the roof is melting. It just hasn't melted enough to give way. So, all right, thanks for checking in there, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, KC2MBU. Ray, what's up?
Well, Jeff, we still have 42 degrees, and yeah, we got snow coming off the roof. We broke our snow rake, and before jumping in the car, I decided to make some phone calls to see if we had the best price. And I called Husey's, and they said that, nope, they're out of them. They're on back order. This is, the order should be in middle of July, they're saying. Well, that's not going to help me. I called the other hardware store, and they said their warehouse is in Boston, and they've been out of them for 2 months. So if anyone needs a snow rake, C&R Hardware down in Forestport's got four of them left.
Yeah, good time of year to already have one. I got mine here. We pull it off the edges here and there, but we don't go too crazy with it unless we get a lot of wet snow. But, yeah, I'm sure there is a run on them this year. No doubt about it. All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-in. Well, myself, work day today. Did a little bit of shoveling outside. Just kind of, we shoveled out our fire pit here. We're having a party here in a few weeks, and trying to get that all cleared out, so if it's nice, happens to be nice that day, we could have a little fire outside. And got the deck, you know, it was already shoveled off, but there was still like a thin layer stuck onto it from just the weight. We got that scraped off. It's nice. You can actually walk out in the deck now, and there's no snow on it. So it's that time of year. I'm really looking forward to no more snow, and let's get on with spring. Anyway, that's all I have to report. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Dan, Bill, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KA2000Z for the United County Traffic and Emergency Network. looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. And that was just me testing there. I don't seem to have the beam in the right direction tonight. Anyway, I'm looking for stations to check in. Stations coming off, please.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Hello, Jack, N5AOW.
KC2NBU, no traffic.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. N5AOW, hello, Bob. And KC2NBU, hello, Ray. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening.
And N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations, any additional stations, with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zanzibar.